Welcome to the course, Management Strategies for Teams. I'm Donna, and I'm a senior project leader at Quintiles. Alex, who has recently joined our team as a project leader, needs help to prepare for his project with Worldwide Pharma. In this course, you will see me help him understand the various aspects of team management. This course, which will take you around 60 minutes to complete, is going to help you and Alex identify the key aspects to consider while working with the team. You will be able to identify the best practices to communicate effectively with the project team members and drive results using influence and persuasion. By the end of the course, you will also be able to identify the right approach to handling challenging situations within the team. Welcome to the course, Management Strategies for Teams. I'm Donna, and I'm a senior project leader at Quintiles. Alex, who has recently joined our team as a project leader, needs help to prepare for his project with Worldwide Pharma. In this course, you will see me help him understand the various aspects of team management. This course, which will take you around 45 minutes to complete, is going to help you and Alex identify the key aspects to consider while working with the team. You will be able to identify the best practices to communicate effectively with the project team members and drive results using influence and persuasion. By the end of the course, you will also be able to identify the right approach to handling challenging situations within the team. Welcome to the course, Management Strategies for Teams. I'm Donna, and I'm a senior project leader at Quintiles. Alex, who has recently joined our team as a project leader, needs help to prepare for his project with Worldwide Pharma. In this course, you will see me help him understand the various aspects of team management. This course, which will take you about an hour to complete, is going to help you and Alex identify the key aspects to consider while working with the team. You will be able to identify the best practices to communicate effectively with the project team members and drive results using influence and persuasion. By the end of the course, you will also be able to identify the right approach to handling challenging situations within the team. Good morning, Alex. How are you? Don't worry. Team management is equally challenging and interesting. It's all about implementing the right strategies at the right time with the right people. Let me share the experiences of one of our project leaders, Ralph, with you. I'm sure you'll connect with his experiences and develop a fair idea of effective team management. What could be the possible reasons for Lena not joining the call? Lena's presence was important. There could be a number of reasons why she did not turn up for the meeting. Ralph probably didn't check Lena's availability while setting up the meeting. There is a possibility that Ralph didn't inform Lena about the meeting well in advance. She might not have been able to make it at a very short notice. Ralph might not have indicated in his email that the meeting was urgent and important. Lena might have thought that her inputs were not required, and hence she decided to skip the call. Certainly. You need to be considerate of a number of factors while working with the team. The project teams that project leaders work with would vary. You could work with a small team or a large team, depending on the size of the project. You should also know that the team members that you work with could be involved in more than one project. People could be partly involved in your project and partly involved in a different project. You should take a look at Ralph's team and know the team members he works closely with. Since you will be leading an important and large project soon, I'd advise you to be aware and considerate of certain aspects while dealing with your team. To manage a team effectively, you should consider the availability of your team members, their roles and responsibilities, and their allocation to the study. You should also be aware of the appropriate lines of communication, escalation path, and sometimes the personality type of each individual. When you start to work on your project, you will understand the role communication plays toward rapport building with the team. Well, that reminds me of another instance from Ralph's professional journey. Do you think Ralph's approach to handling the situation was appropriate? Why do you think Ralph's approach to handling the situation was appropriate? Why do you think Ralph's approach to handling the situation was not appropriate? Such issues do occur when you work with teams. Project leaders should know that it is their responsibility to set the tone for open communications within teams. They should encourage a facilitative environment during internal discussions. Here are some guidelines that they should follow while managing team communications. Communication in quintiles is not just limited to the team meetings. Teams being spread globally, written modes of communication play an equally important role. There are some standards that you should adhere to while drafting emails. Alex, do you realize it is the project leader's responsibility to drive the team toward success? A project leader should continually motivate the team by providing challenges and opportunities for development, by giving timely feedback and support as needed, and by recognizing and rewarding good performance. True. Well, that reminds me of one more instance from Ralph's professional journey. Lena has suggested to Ralph that he should inform the customer about the delay. Do you think Ralph should go ahead and inform the customer? What could be the other approach to handling the situation? Project leaders, being leaders of their teams, are expected to demonstrate a strong commitment and determination to ensure successful delivery and a positive project team experience. They should encourage the team members toward successful completion of tasks and persuade them to meet the goals. They should be able to influence people and situations in a positive way, which requires influencing skills. They should work toward effective collaboration to ensure that their teams are clear on the objectives. They should work effectively across the organizational matrix to identify solutions and achieve project goals together with their teams. They should be able to make prompt decisions and encourage their teams as well to make quick decisions and understand when to check the decisions with others. They should encourage the team members to think differently. They should encourage their teams to brainstorm and come to beneficial decisions for their projects. As a project leader, you are responsible for constantly identifying issues as well as finding suitable solutions for those issues. Yes, but one thing that you should always remember is that being proactive is always a better choice than being reactive. You will understand it better when you get an insight into the situations that Ralph has been in. What would you do if you were in Ralph's position? What should Ralph have done to handle the situation? The project leader should work with the project team to identify, manage, and resolve conflicts within the team. Absolutely. You should be aware of these principles of resolving conflicts. Be open and honest. Clarify assumptions. And clarify perceptions. Since you are going to be acquainted with innumerable conflicts on the project, I think you should know about the important conflict management techniques. How would you feel if you had to work with unhappy, demotivated, or disinterested team members? You tell me what you would have done had you been in Ralph's situation. What would you do if you were in Ralph's place? An ideal project leader should not only take care of the team's external affairs, but also be considerate of the team members' personal concerns. There can be various aspects of managing team, managing difficult people, per se. I remember once Ralph shared an instance with me where one of his team members was behaving rudely with others in the team. It was quite a challenge for Ralph to manage that. Well, he did not get the promotion that he was expecting. You may have to face such situations too when you are on the study. Well, what would you do if you were in Ralph's place? Certainly, that was a whole lot of conversation. I hope Ralph's experiences proved to be great learning for you. I think you are good to go with the team. You are welcome. Hope to see you soon on the project. All the best. In this course, you learned about the various aspects of managing a team. This included key areas such as communicating effectively with the project team members, delivering feedback constructively, and handling challenging situations effectively. You also learned that project leaders should persuade their team toward successful completion of tasks to ensure project's success. Now you know how a project leader is expected to manage teams at Quintiles. You can reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!